will be looking at taking charge over territories by God's power. Am I seeing people from the Philippines? Right? Philippines, yes. Okay, that's Philippines. Just be aware that we are in Philippines in 3 months' time for crusades, national crusade, in the month of February. Congratulations. Now, taking charge over territories by God's power. Our objective is to understand how we take charge by power. In Psalm 66 and in verse 7, the Bible said, He ruleth by His power forever. His eyes behold the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. By way of introduction, it is important to know that spiritual power is critical for taking charge in the physical realms. Spiritual power is critical. The level of power you command in the realm of spirit, in the realm of the spirit, determines your level of command in the realm of the physical. The level of power you command in the realm of the spirit determines the level of power and authority you command in the realm of the physical. I tell you a story. I've shared this story before many times. Where there was a particular office, where a woman that was like a cleaner, messenger, was practically in charge of that office. She literally commanded and was obeyed. The boss, the MD, or whoever was the overall boss of that office, trembled when this woman spoke. She was the cleaner, but she was spiritually in charge because of spiritual power. One day she had an exchange with one of our members in church, an usher, who has been in this church now for 20-something years. And they had an exchange, and this woman said, "Do you know who you are talking to? I will deal with you." And this brother shook at first. Then the voice told him, "Are you shaking? You don't know who you are. You don't know where you are coming from." And she turned back at the woman and said, "Is it me you talk to like that? This earth shall reject you." The woman was shocked that somebody could confront her in that setting for the first time. But she went back home. Overnight, she had a dream. Where somebody showed her two coffins, two caskets. And said, "These two are yours. Except you go and apologize to the young man you confronted." She woke up in the morning and came to the office on her knees, crawling on the ground. Said, I am sorry. The young man said, what happened? He said, "Last night somebody showed me caskets, two of them." And he said, "They belong to her if she will not apologize." So, power jammed power. Hey! She had evil power, occultic power. And that evil occultic power put her in charge in that territory in the physical until somebody who understood power arrived and demonstrated the same power, a higher power, and the lower power bowed. Listen, the people you go to interview with, they have powers they consult. The people you are contending with for the same positions, there are powers they consult. The people that come with an unusual level of boldness, and you are wondering, where is this boldness coming from? There are powers they deal with. But I stand here to announce today, you are stepping out of here with higher power, and every lower power. power that comes against you from this moment shall bow. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. By the midweek service, I'll be speaking on the necessity of power, of spiritual power. By coming Sunday, we'll be talking about the benefits of spiritual power. And I don't want you to miss that service, but look at the life of Moses. Moses was practically in command, in charge, in control of Egypt. In command, in charge, in control of Pharaoh. By the agency of power that he connected at the burning bush. In Exodus chapter 4 and in verse 17, God speaking to Moses, he said, and you shall take this rod in your hand. That was the rod of power. He said, with it, you shall do signs. You shall do signs. You shall do signs. I believe it was in verse 20. With this rod, you shall command the submission of Pharaoh of Egypt. In Exodus chapter 7 verse 1, God speaking to Moses again. He said, and the Lord said unto Moses, see, I have made thee a god to Pharaoh. And Aaron, your brother, shall be thy prophet. I have made you a god. I have given you enough power to give you authority, command, control over the affairs of your territory. I speak to somebody here today. Your God shall make you a God to that situation around your life. In the name of Jesus, the power of God is coming upon you to make you the commander general, the territorial commander of the territory where you are. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Moses was practically in command by the agency of power. Now, how do we take charge by power? There are six ways, but I'm going to explain three in the service today, and then the next three in the second service. Number one, how do we take charge by power? Number one, we overcome resistance by power. You need power to overcome resistance. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And he went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Acts 10:38. For 30 solid years, Jesus was limited. He was practically resisted. He could do nothing. He could move nowhere until power came upon him. Whether the resistance is our internal resistance, whether the resistance are environmental resistance, whether they are circumstantial resistance, whether they are human resistance, we overcome resistance by power. If there is a resistance standing in front of you that has not yet bowed, it's because the power to knock it down has not arrived. Did you hear what I said? Come, pharmacist. Face that side. During the construction of the glory dome, when the construction of this place was going on, we had a 12 tire truck that was carrying chippings and construction materials. Remember? And right at that side, around where the garden is now, he got there and got stuck in the earth. Every attempt to bring it out achieved nothing. When they tried to put the wood and all that, it just sank deeper. When they tried to dig out it, it just sank deeper. While it continued, we remembered that there was a big man, a bulldozer, walking at one side of the site. So we brought the big man. All we needed to do is to allow the big man, just come and assist us move. So it started coming like this. If it was lesser power, you would have been trying to move this thing like this. You will move it, you will come back. But this bulldozer did not break. It did not stop. It didn't He didn't do like this. He just came and just moved like paper. Hey! 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 I announce to you today, everything that has resisted your life, resisted your destiny, resisted your marriage, your getting married, your ministry, your fruit of the womb. Hey, are you hearing what I'm saying here? Whatever has resisted your destiny, resisted your getting married, resisted your fruit of the womb, resisted your ministry, resisted your financial life, I announce this month and today, the power that will move you forward. Nothing can stop you. No force can slow you down. No break can hold you back. Somebody shout power. Look at your neighbor, say there's no breaking. No breaking, no stopping. You're just going to go forward. I want you to just see that picture. Because you are going to go forward. You tried your best. You fasted. You did all my office. But the heavier power is coming upon you. And it's moving you forward. Shout the loudest amen. The same power that brought that kidney back to life. That canceled the need for dialysis. That same power is coming on you. Somebody lift your hands and scream power 5 times. 3, 4. Shout it 3 times again. 1, 2. Hey! They will experience it in the name of Jesus. Take your seat. So, we use power we overcome resistance by power. Number 2, we activate progress by power. You know, when progress is maximum, you step into influence and command. Maximum progress. The highest progress in the military forces, the chief of defense staff. By the time you reach there, you are absolutely up. You progress until you reach there. You are absolutely in charge. We activate progress by power. And maximum progress equals dominion. Maximum progress. When you progress to the point where you are at the peak of progress, you are in command, you are in charge, you are in control. But we activate progress. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And he went. He progressed until he took charge. Everyone seated here today, anything that has stopped your life from going forward. For many of us, you were moving before, but all of a sudden you slowed down. For some of us, what are you recording there? What is that? It's a distraction. Area of life where you need progress. I decree today. Now, anywhere the devil has hindered and halted your life and delayed your life and held you back, I decree the delay is over. I prophesy, move forward. Lift your hands and say after me, say in the name of Jesus, I am going forward. I am moving forward speedily by fire. I am moving forward. I receive power to make progress. I receive it now. Take your seat. We activate progress by power. And number 3, we are exalted or lifted by God's power. Exalted or lifted by God's power. God releases power on us to lift us up. Job chapter 36 and in verse 22. Job 36, 22. He said, behold, God exalted by his power. Who teacheth like him? He exalts by his power. When God wants to position you, he empowers you. Did you hear that? When God wants to position you, he empowers you. When God wants to take you from the ground level, he allocates you power. He allocates you power. He allocates you power. People get into office by political power. People get into levels of authority by academic intellectual power. People have financial power. They take territories. When God wants to position you, he empowers you. Hear me, beloved brothers and sisters. The Bible says, no man taketh this honor upon himself, except he that is called like Aaron. There are people here today. God is about to position you in your family. He is about to set a table before you in the front of your enemies, in the presence of those who say you can be amount to nothing, and he's going to do it by power. Somebody shout power. Lift your hands and say, Father, I thank you for your power that is taking me up, not by my power, not by my might, not by my wisdom, but by your spirit. I am available, Lord. Place me where you want to place me by your power. There are many people who see some of us where we are by his mercies and grace. It's a shock to them. Stones rejected by the builder. Never believed. Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Do you understand what I'm saying? How many of you know that if God was human being, some of you won't be where you are. They would have cut off your breathing since. They would have cut off your breathing. Say, is this one still breathing? Cut it. That's why God is. He hasn't given your destiny into the hand of any man. Do you understand what I'm saying? That is why even your territorial limitation can't stop you. When God lays his hand on you, he does with you what has never happened in your whole lineage. Where God has helped us to be and what we are seeing globally, none in my lineage, none in my language, none in my region, by his mercies. Why? Is it that I'm better than them? No, he broke the limitations. He just broke it. Whatever was holding others back, he just broke it. I announce to you today, whatever has been holding others back in your community, in your family, in your territory, in your line, God is breaking it right now in the name of Jesus. And he's stepping you into where you never believed. Somebody brought me an offering, a prophet's offering, the other day. And that offering was in six zeros. Seven figure. And I say, you, that I used to give transport money. Transport money. Help. I don't have money. I said, this is what God does. He breaks. He just changes your story. You that is looking for where to sleep and they gave you quick notice from boys' quarter. Now you are an employer of labor paying some people 200,000, 300,000 a month. I have seen transformation of lives I have seen transformation by power. I have seen God change stories by power. And I am here to advertise that same God to you. He is about to change your story. He is about to change your story. He is about to change your story. He is about to break the limitations of your father's house. Shout the loudest. Amen. Look at your neighbor, say, very soon the devil will not recognize you. Give the Lord the praise. I have to stop here. This is the limitation of the short service. I'll look at the other three in the second service, but what are the secrets of power? Number one, the activity of the Holy Spirit. The activity of the Holy Spirit. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. You shall receive power. Acts 1:8. Please never joke with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Never play with speaking in tongues and praying in tongues. Somebody said that many years ago, I said about 10 years ago, he heard me say that if you can pray in tongues for 2 hours every day, you will see the supernatural. He said, he's not a pastor or a preacher. He said, but he committed himself to such an assignment and began to see strange things. He will see things in the dream before they happen in the day. The power of the Holy Spirit. The activity of the Spirit, and number two, is the presence of God. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good. God was with him, equals power. Anything that makes God to be with you will give you power. Anything that makes God to be far from you, you calculate it, it will deprive you of power. I like you to calculate it. Use revelational equation to calculate the balance. Anything that makes God close to you will make you walk natural in power. Anything that makes God far from you will put you in powerlessness. God is far from the proud. God is far from the sinful. Just calculate it and go on. Anything that makes God close to you positions you in power. Anything that makes God far from you makes you far from power. Anything. It's a new day for you. Lift up your hands and say, Father, I ask that you draw me closer to yourself at the place of power. Deliver me, Lord, from those things. Pride, sin, arrogance, lie, taking of your glory. All of the things that make you far from me, deliver me from them so I can walk with you in power. Lift your hands high. Everywhere you are this morning, say after me, say, Father. Louder, say, Father, I come before you today. I receive your help to move in your power. Help me, Lord, to move by the power of your Spirit, and help me, Lord, to be close to you. Open your mouth and pray for the next 1 minute. Draw me closer to you. My song every day, Father, draw me nearer. Draw me nearer, nearer to thee. My song every day, my song every day. Father, draw me nearer. Draw me nearer, nearer to thee. My song every day, my song every day. Draw me nearer. Draw me nearer. Draw. coming nearer, nearer to thee. My song every day, my song every day. Father, draw me nearer. Oh Lord, draw me nearer. Draw to thee. Anywhere you are saying, Pastor, I am far from God. I want to draw closer to God. I want my sins forgiven. I want today to mark a new day in my life. I am far. Maybe you gave your life to Christ before you backslid. Maybe you are bound by an addiction. Pornography, alcoholism, lying, cheating, duping, fraud, prostitution. Whatever kind of life, immoral life. And you want that yoke broken. In that category, come forward here as we sing the song. Don't be the last to come. Be the first to come as I give the count of 10. Carry your Bibles. Carry your Bibles and back down. Your Bibles and back down. Come forward. Father, draw me nearer. Two. Help me. Quickly. Three. Run to the front. Two, run, run, my song every day, my song every day. Father, draw me nearer, oh Lord, draw me nearer. Three, four, I am dying, I am dying, oh. Three, four, I have heard a voice, and it goes. I love you. Your hand on your chest and pray this prayer after me and say, Father, I come before you today. I surrender my life to you. Forgive me my sins. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken. Grace to live for God is released for you in Jesus' precious name. Hallelujah. Counselors, I would like you to go with them, but I would like them to be a part of the next segment. I don't know how you'll do that. Yes, go ahead. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. I live for you alone. Every moment I'm away. Every moment I'm away. Have your way, Lord. Everybody sing. I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. I live for you alone. Every moment I'm awake. Every moment I'm away. Have your way, Lord. Stretch your hands in front of you. See the crowd of people. Let's do more work. Give the Lord the praise. Next Sunday, 3 hours in God's presence. After next Sunday, we have one more 3 hours in God's presence. Right? The benefit of God's power. After that, we have one more 3 hours in God's presence. That is on the 23rd. Then we have the 30th is 5 hours in God's presence. That one, give the Lord the praise. That one will be the Sunday of the convention. Give the Lord the praise. And then the following Sunday will be the 8 hours in God's presence. Stretch your two hands in front of you. I pray upon your hands. In the name of Jesus, I declare that your harvest will look for you from the north, the south, and the east and the west in Jesus' name. Celebrations. Pick up your offerings, tithes, pledges. Let's honor God. Lift up your offerings. Listen. Please, those who know how to run out before we share the grace, I'd like you to be patient today. And those who came in for second service, please be patient with me a few minutes. We have one or two things to attend to before we close the service this morning, so we may exceed a few minutes. Just bear with me. So don't be in a hurry. All right. The offerings are blessed. Harvest is multiplied in Jesus' name. Go ahead. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. And very, very quickly, the Kingdom Power and Glory World Conference is around the corner from the 25th to the 30th November. It is your enthronement convention because the theme is kings and priests. God will be enthroning his people in authority. Handbills are available. We have one or two guests. A second handbill will come that will reflect that. Right, our friend from Uganda, Bishop Kayanja, will be joining us, along with a couple of others. Give the Lord the praise. We declare this blessed in Jesus' name. It's our anniversary convention, even though the exact date of the start of Dunamis Church is the 10th of November, and that is tomorrow. So by tomorrow, we are 29 years as a church. Give the Lord the praise. Our celebration of that will be at the Commanding the Day Midnight Prayer, where we shall be celebrating the help of God. Celebrating the help of God. 29 years of divine help. Celebrating that at the Commanding the Day Midnight Prayer. You come, and whatever this church represents in the realm of the spirit and physical, you can receive your blessings of it tomorrow at the Commanding the Day Midnight Prayer. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Meanwhile, the handbills are distributed. The main celebration, of course, is the convention. But then, tomorrow we'll receive the prophetic significance of the exact date of the start of the church. God bless you in Jesus' name. Please help me. Help me distribute this. You. Praise the Lord. Now, many of us, please, I'd like you to pay very careful attention here. Anyone moving, just sit down. Those moving there, have your seat. Did you have ear to hear what I said? Those moving up there, ushers. as a nation, we are at a very, very critical junction. Everybody is aware that we are at a very, very sensitive junction. Now, the Operation Rescue, Restore, and Revive the Nation's Prayer, rescuing the nation from the hands of killers, bandits, and agents of destruction, restore the dignity, glory, and destiny of our nation from the grip of disastrous leadership, revive the nation spiritually back to God, started about 131 days ago. And what is the background of this? The background of this is how, as a nation and as a church, we have borne the pain of massacres in our nation. We bore the pain. I am not talking of what we heard about. That's our praying going there. I'm not talking of what we heard about. I am talking of what we are eyewitnesses of. I believe it was in the year of 2018, thereabout, where we went to Agatu. 2016, we visited Agatu local government on the 7th of April, 2016, after the attacks that claimed an estimated 594 lives across 32 villages in Agatu in Benue State between 21st to 24th February 2016. Think of it. 594 lives. Look at that. The ravages. That was devastation. Move fast. That was us there. We brought relief material. Right? And all of that. Did medical outreach as well. Because of the ravages of the situation in Agatu then. And then, in 2018, we went again to Benue State for the mass burial of about 73 villagers hacked to death by marauding herdsmen between December 31st and January 2018 in Lugo and Guma local government. We were there for the mass burial. That was the the reporting of our visit then into Benue State. That year, I came with a lot of anger. And this was the one of the services that followed. Can you show us that clip?
Every lover of freedom, clergyman, whether of any religion you are, if you hate what is happening, speak out. The person that can wipe Christianity out of this country, they have not borne him. They haven't born his father. Haba. Look at your neighbor. Say with them.
All you jihadists and all of you agents in places of authority and agents in the security and agents everywhere you are. Hear me. Elefiratosa. Ekekedidish. Hahakadish. What I am about to say. Interpret it.
There are some agents of the devil in this nation who want this country to remain permanently in sorrow. Some of them are in power. Some of them are in the security forces. Anywhere you came from, wherever your conspiracy came from, I am here to announce you came too late. We shall see the end of you. You shall not see our end. You shall not see the end of Nigeria. You shall not see the end of Christianity. You shall not see the end of the Middle Belt. Hey! We shall see the end of you.
We shall see your end.
From this moment forward, at all levels, God will begin to bury people. He will bury them. One by one, he will bury them en masse.
Nigeria shall be their graveyard. That was part of it. And then we continue. Now, so this matter we have been on need for years. How many of you understand what I'm talking about? It is our pain, it's our decree. It's not something we had, it's something we are in. And then you hear what happened this year. 17th of June 2025, to commiserate to the state and victims of the Elwata massacre that happened between June 13th to 14th, 2025. We were there. Look at the devastation. We saw fresh bodies, fresh dead bodies that we saw with our eyes. Went to the displaced persons at the international market in Makurdi. About 3,000 to 4,000 people were here that were displaced from that place. And then when we came, certain decrees were made.
Human life is valuable. It is valued.
Okay, this was before
valuable people. From the cradle, if you go to the hospital and you see how doctors battle to save the life of a newborn baby.
One life,
1 day old. Professors of medicine, consultants, 40, 50 years, pediatricians. They are running, sweating. To battle to save the life of one person. And then you have some placeless vagabonds, valueless non-entity, roaming from place to place, homeless, valueless, placeless, taking life away without qualms. We are going to ask the God to whom vengeance belongs to arise and purge this land of these valueless entities, these worthless entities, this generation of vagabonds. Father, clean the land.
Father, clean the
land. He will clean Nigeria.
Arise, Lord. Whatever you need to do, do it, Lord. However you need to move, Lord.
However, the land of your fathers, no devil or group of devils shall take it. Let me say that. The land of your fathers, no devil or group of devils shall take it. And then I sat down with a man. I sat down with a man. The president of EYN. Anybody from the Northeast area? Reverend Daniel Mbaya. We were having our ministers, our conference last year. Our pastors were there. When he came with his team of people, pastors and ministers from his denomination, to tell us their plight and whether we can be of help to them. What is your plight, sir? He said they are dealing with 10,000 widows. Widowed by terrorism. Handling 100,000 orphans. Orphaned by terrorism. He said they have a camp in Cameroon. Goza is completely, literally emptied. About 30-something thousand people are in that place in Cameroon, he said. And 18,000 of them are their members. All cleared from their fatherland. We started to assist a little bit in little ways we can that I will not mention, to assist with the widows and assist with the orphans. And so, when it got to the net like this, we have spoken, we have decreed, we are now going to set a watch. 168 hours of the week. Every hour, one person is on the watch. Every hour, somebody is on the watch. And we have been on. We started July 1. By July 13th, a notable person had died. Who might be called the patron of terror. I'm not going to mention name. While it went on, we began to record some successes. In the Northwest, in military campaigns, we began to record some successes to the stage where we are now, where you all know what is going on right now. We are going to pray. Every agent of the devil in Nigeria, agent of bloodshed, they call themselves terrorists, they call themselves kidnappers, bandits, evil headsmen from hell or jihadists, and the collaborators of them and the sponsors of them and those who imported them to Nigeria. I have bad news for you. Your time is up. Stand up on your feet. Your time is up. Every day for the thief, one day for the owner. Your time is up. We have been praying, and we are not going to stop praying until the earth that drank the blood of innocent citizens drink your own blood. Swallows you up. Importers of terrorists, sponsors of terrorists, collaborators of terrorists, sympathizers of terrorists, and the terrorists themselves. Get ready. It is your season of judgment. The land of Nigeria will swallow you up. And we shall have a nation of freedom. We shall have a nation where people can be free to live unto the God they want to serve. We can have a nation where everybody, and we are praying, there will be no hiding place for any devil, no matter how high or how low. No hiding place. Father, locate them. Locate them, fish them out from their hideouts, and as they have caused sorrow, let their generation never know peace. Lift up your hands. Psalm 94 verse 1, say, oh God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show yourself. Are you waiting for something? Be on that microphone right now. Now, we are going to take the prayers from the first prayer point. But before we go, say, Father, say, oh God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show yourself. Say it louder, say, oh God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show yourself. Louder, say, oh God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show yourself. Open your mouth and pray. Jesus. Exodus 15:26. Within the faith, everybody read together. I want to go. And say, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Lift your voice and say after me, say, Father, we ask that you confirm yourself as our Jehovah Rapha in all conditions of infirmity or affliction among your people. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Father, we ask that you confirm yourself as our Jehovah Rapha in all conditions of affliction of your people. In the name of Jesus, confirm yourself as our Jehovah Rapha in all conditions of infirmity or affliction among your people, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Matthew chapter 16 verse 18 to 19. Everyone read together. I want to go. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt lose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Lift your voice and pray after me and say, Father, we take authority over every agenda of the gates of hell and the forces of the Antichrist against your church in Nigeria in this season. We bring them into defeat, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Go ahead, open your mouth and pray. Father, we take authority over every agenda of the gates of hell and the forces of the Antichrist against your church in Nigeria in this season. We bring them into defeat, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we take authority over every agenda of the gates of hell, the forces of the Antichrist against your church in this season. We bring them into defeat. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. This prayer point number 3. Now, these prayers I am praying are the prayer for the operation RRR for the next 1 week. We pray it on Sunday and pray it throughout the week. Now read these scriptures with me critically. Ezekiel 32 verse 24. 32:24. One to go. There is Elah and all her multitudes round about her grave. All of them slain, falling by the sword, which are gone down uncircumcised into the nether part of the earth. What is their problem? Which caused their terror in the land of the living. Yet have they borne their shame with them that go to the pit. All who cause terror, their sponsors, their collaborators, their importers. He said they have gone down to the grave. Amen. And they have gone with their shame. Amen. Genesis chapter 4 verse 9. He said the Lord said to Cain, where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? Next verse. He said the blood of your brother cried from the ground. And you are cursed from that ground. Lift your voice and pray this prayer after me. Say, Father, we ask that Nigeria becomes the mass graveyard of terrorists, killer henchmen, bandits, jihadists, their sponsors, collaborators, and importers in this season. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask that they be cursed from the earth of our nation. Lord, in the name of Jesus, again say, Father, we ask that Nigeria becomes the massive graveyard of terrorists, killer henchmen, bandits, jihadists, their sponsors, their collaborators, and their importers in this season. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask that they be cursed from the earth of our nation. Lord, in Jesus' name, open your mouth and pray. We have that Nigeria become the mass graveyard of terrorists, killer henchmen, bandits, jihadists, their sponsors, their collaborators, their importers in this season. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask that they be cursed from the earth of our nation. In the name of Jesus. Isaiah 32 and verse 5. Just a moment. 35. As birds flying, so will the Lord defend Jerusalem. And flying over it, he will deliver it. Look at that scripture. As birds flying, so will the Lord defend Jerusalem. And flying over it, he will deliver it. 31:5. Everyone read, one to go. As birds fly, so will the Lord of hosts defend Nigeria. And defending also, he will deliver it. And passing over us, he will preserve us. That's our prophetic scripture for this season. Lift your voice and say after me, say, Father, we ask that you deliver, that you will defend and deliver our nation, Nigeria, from this season of uncertainty, frustration, and multidimensional failure. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, go ahead and pray. Father, we ask that you will defend and deliver our nation, Nigeria, from this season of uncertainty, this season of frustration, this season of multi-dimensional failure. In the name of Jesus. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 14. Finally, for the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the seas. Lift your voice and say after me, say, Father, we ask that you flood the earth with the knowledge of your glory from this altar as the waters cover the seas. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, go ahead and speak to God and pray. Father, we ask that you flood the earth with the knowledge of your glory from this altar as the waters cover the seas, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you flood the earth with the knowledge of your glory from this altar as the waters cover the seas, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Melo Taratasi, Lere Pepetico Kosanagadahasa, Lepere Testidago, Riteke Siminaglaharatasi, Leti Papero Testenigla Hasaladi. Father, we give you the praise. Jesus' precious name. Wave your hands and give him the praise. How many of you believe the Lord has heard and answered us? Clap your hands, all you people. Shout to the Lord. Father, thank you for answer to prayers. In Jesus' name.